Hi,
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The FCC viewer complaints about this year's Super Bowl have hit the internet. And not surprisingly, most of them are stupid. There were three main things that people were upset about: the halftime show, indecent commercials, and the nationwide dead kid ad. So no, the majority of people were not whining about Marshawn Lynch not getting the ball on the one-yard line. Some of the complaints made sense, like people who didn't like the nationwide ad because they'd lost a child. You could see how that would hit somebody pretty hard, but not sure why they'd call the FCC about it. There were also plenty of people complaining about the language and near nudity in commercials. As for the halftime show, one person said it was, quote, not legal, sexual harassment, undiagnosed insanity, and another person thought Katy Perry deserved a, quote, massive fine for subjecting children to I Kissed a Girl. And this one's my favorite. Another person listed all of the profanity she claimed to hear Missy Elliott rap during her portion of the halftime show. She even linked to sites listing the song lyrics. But while those words were in the original songs, none were exactly said during the broadcast, obviously. This person claimed NBC, quote, overstepped the bounds of decency by airing, air quotes, these phantom lyrics. So yes, we've gotten to the point where the Super Bowl is so politically correct that people are actually inventing things to be upset about. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and a Coin Exchange, a one-stop shop for unique gifts for both men and women. They've got beautiful Rolex watches for both men and women, Louis Vuitton bags for the ladies, memorabilia, old coins and folding money, and a whole lot more. To see for yourself, you can see a little bit online by going to davidsjewelryandcoins.com. But you'll see all of it if you actually go to the store, which is on South College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.